Welcome to the challenge at sendthempeace.com. To assist you, this is a guided exo meditation. It will last 20 minutes, offering 12 presences that the challenge embodies. One third of the time is applied to introducing each presence, and two thirds for your exo meditation. Settle now into a quiet, peaceful state, putting aside thoughts and mental lists. Quiet your body, your breathing, your mind, and spirit. The first presence is welcoming. Feel like an invited guest. Feel welcome here. Feel a sense of gratefulness for your presence and the happiness of others who acknowledge your decision to meet the challenge this day. Feel this welcome as you focus on your breathing in, the contact of your hands with the air that surrounds them, and your calm breathing out. The second presence is knowledge. Recall your target study. Let these facts now pass, discovering feelings. How did this acquired knowledge resonate with feeling? And if some of these feelings were negative or sources of fear, others are with you now. Set fears aside. Let your feelings be present, positive and very personal. Visualize a spot in the target that is now reaching out. The third presence is sympathy. Feelings emerge, perhaps difficult or clouded in sorrow for what is opening to you. If the target had no needs, no sadness, no pain, no suffering, it would not be the target, open to such sentiments, while avoiding pity, which will separate you protectively from what you now witness. Your separation is growing smaller. Follow your breathing. The fourth presence is empathy. Walk through the target's vivid landscape. Feel what those whom you now pass are feeling. Feel yourself standing before a home once yours, now totally destroyed. Allow this opening. What would it take to actually feel another's suffering as though it was one's own? An open and courageous heart, an empathic heart, sharing personally another's pain. Breathe. The fifth presence is compassion. In the midst of discordant suffering, simply existing comes to dominate the target. Doing falls by the wayside. The challenge is an opportunity to place love into action for a being encountered as other, but who is now indistinguishable from self. As you breathe compassionate love in and out with great relief and joy, open to a deepening awareness of its effectiveness, even at a distance. The sixth presence is abundance. If afraid that your practice of compassion might bankrupt you, if not financially, emotionally, or spiritually, be reassured. We live in an abundant universe. Maintain and master the true source of abundance that resides in your heart, not in the material world. Trust in abundance to guarantee the reserves for your compassion. Find abundance in each quiet breath. The seventh presence, forgiveness. Hideous deeds of individuals against others, genocide, all manner of crimes against humanity, raise the challenge very high. If, in addition to healing suffering, forgiving its perpetrators is also sought, yet it is an essential part. What is gained by mercy? Freedom. The liberty to forgive remains after all others are taken away. Breathe in these crimes, breathe out forgiveness, giving humanity a chance to learn from its failures. The eighth presence is acceptance. Find challenges present in the target that through summoning your awareness, you come to discover you can in fact change, even at great distances. Do not lose energy in thoughts about techniques and degrees of effectiveness. Place that energy in your heart and trust in its methods. Accept that it will place you before something you can change for the better with each breath. The ninth presence is timeliness. Be on time to join others in the mass action of the challenge, and through your prior preparation, your feelings will be strong and perfectly directed this day. As you breathe in and softly breathe out, enter into the awareness that the time for action through the challenge, through global consciousness, has finally arrived. It is now. The tenth presence, peacefulness. At peace with oneself, occupying quiet space, through awareness of breath, grounded in presence, one quiets thought to experience this moment, where thought is replaced by opening through our feelings, centered in our breathing, sensing the work through our hands at a distance, feelings emerge, intuitively showing the way. Breathe in our world's torment. Breathe out your feeling of healing peace. The 11th presence is the feeling driver. Approaching the current target requires correctly perceiving, calling upon, and placing your feelings in the driver's seat. Move from sympathy for the target through empathy to compassion, sensing with the mind's eye, but especially the feeling heart. This is now place the suffering and sadness observed squarely in one center, no longer theirs, now ours as well. But before this overwhelms, attune to the protection, support, and mutual consciousness of other participants in the challenge. One is not alone. The 12th presence is compassionate action. Empathy, though admirable, has been showing us our target as it was. Our present commitment to compassionate action is already having an effect, a consciousness, an awareness that things are changing. Peace and compassion are now taking action to put order, but more importantly, to infuse love into this target. Admire, feel, and be pleased, smiling upon the beauty that you have created and delivered this day, like a newborn, into our world. How can this be? Trust in the challenge, send them peace, and it is.